I love the four blokes in that story because there is so much that could have gone wrong. Now, we all know how the story ends, and that makes it easy to miss just how crazy what they did actually was. Just imagine for a moment, what if the owner of the house had had a long, sharp spear and had operated a jab first, ask questions later policy? What then? What if the roof of the house had given way while they were still halfway through digging a hole in it and they'd all just fallen through? Excuse me, Mr. Jesus, could you please heal all five of us? What if they'd lowered the guy down and Jesus had looked at them and said, "How dare you interrupt me speaking and make a mess of the roof?" What if he told them to go away? What if they had all looked silly in front of everybody? I love the four blokes in this story because they simply don't care, do they? They don't care about any of that. Jesus was in that house and Jesus had the answers that their friend needed. And they didn't care how they looked. They didn't care what other people thought. They didn't care if they might get into a little bit of trouble or be misunderstood. They didn't care if they might look a wee bit daft. They didn't even stop to write a risk assessment. They just knew that they had to introduce their friend to Jesus. And I love the four blokes in this story because that makes me ask myself some quite difficult questions. And I'm going to ask those questions to you as well. How far would you go to introduce your friend to Jesus? How far would you go to introduce your friend to Jesus? How awkward would you need to feel for it to be just too awkward to tell them? How silly would you need to look for it to be too silly for you to cope with? How inconvenient would it need to be not worth the effort to you? I love the four blokes in this story because they remind me just how great the treasure is that we have to pass on. How far would you go to introduce your friend, your family member, the person that you love, to Jesus? Because if Jesus can heal body and soul, and he can, and if Jesus can make this life make sense and enable us to live it with a purpose and a hope that we'll never be able to find anywhere else, and he can, if Jesus can set us free from the things that mess our lives up and make us prisoners to our own bad decisions and bad habits and bad choices, and he can, then he has got to be something worth sharing. We have someone that we need to introduce other people to. So I have a couple more questions for you. Who are you praying for at the moment for an opportunity to introduce them to Jesus? Who are you actively praying for at the moment? Now that's an important first question, but actually I don't think we can leave it there because sometimes I think we pray a bit like this. I think it's a little bit like, "Dear God, please would you help my friend Ethelwald to get to know you? Amen. There you go. Over to you, Jesus." And I love the four blokes in this story because they make it really clear that my part isn't over when I pray for somebody. So my second question is this. That person that you're actively praying for an opportunity to introduce them to Jesus, What's your next step? What's your next step? I don't suppose God is going to ask you to dig a hole through a roof and lower them down on a rope. That's unlikely. But what's your next step? If you want to see them get to know Jesus, if you're going to introduce them, what are you going to do about it? How far will you go to introduce your friend to Jesus? And this is an all-age service, so I'm not just going to ask you rhetorical questions in a talk from the front. I'm going to make you think about it. So we're going to have another discussion time. And you can, exactly the same as before, you can discuss this just with God. Not just with God, you can discuss this with God. That's a good person to discuss this with. If you want to sit by yourself talking to God, you can do that. Or you can turn to the people around you or the people that you've come to church with today and you can discuss these two questions with them. Who are you praying for at the moment for an opportunity to introduce them to Jesus? If you haven't got an answer to that question, then ask God who you should be praying for at the moment. And then what's your next step? What might be the next thing for you to do to help them to get to know Jesus? We're going to give you a couple of minutes to talk about this, either, as I say, directly to God or to each other, and God's listening as well. And then I'm going to get some feedback on the second question. I'm not going to ask you who you're praying for, but I am going to come around with a microphone and ask you what some of those next steps might be, because they might inspire each other a little bit as well. But a couple of minutes to think and talk about this. Off you go. Well, I love it when I have to restrain people from talking about how they can share the gospel. That's a good sign. We don't want to know who you are talking about. Please don't say that into the microphone, because that's very private. But if you've got a good idea for what you might be able to do next, how you might go about helping that person to be introduced to Jesus, please put a hand up. And we'll make Ellen run around the room from side to side to get a few suggestions. There's a couple at the back there, Ellen.
I'm going to have to come back to you, young man. Shall I say it for you?
Invite people to Holiday Club.
Invite people to Holiday Club. Did you know that we've got a Holiday Club in 3 or 4 weeks' time? Absolutely brilliant answer.
Give them a passage of the Bible.
Give them a passage of the Bible. That's a good thing to do. Yeah, if you think it might be appropriate, that's a great thing to do. Now, what I really want is something right over this side, about as far left as we can go. Ellen, can you sprint over to Toby? And then after that, we'll come back.
I can jog.
Just talk to them about going to church.
Yeah, invite somebody to church. Brilliant. If we all invited somebody to church next week, wouldn't that be amazing? We also wouldn't fit, but don't let that put you off. That would be fantastic. We'll put more chairs out. I think your man had his hand up, didn't he? Quick, Ellen.
You did, didn't you?
You wanted to say something.
I don't want to say
anything. False alarm. So, anybody else got a good
idea?
Okay.
So they said they would invite someone to either the Mega Makers or the baptism service.
Yeah, brilliant. So Mega Makers is the name of the holiday club, and the baptism service on Easter Day. What a fantastic time to invite people.
Give someone a card for the Alpha course.
Good thinking. Good thinking. Yes. Did I see somebody waving over here? No? We've got a few good ideas. Come on then. Claire and Tim.
I usually invite people along to the Wellbeing Cafe or Food Hub or BFG if they've got children.
Yeah, all of those are great ideas, aren't they? Fantastic. Thank you.
when we have frontline clients, we have the opportunity to invite them to other things like Wellbeing Cafe or Healthy Headspace.
Wonderful.
Invite somebody, well, I've got somebody who I want, well, I have mooted the idea of going out for coffee just for a chat, but there is a certain interest there, and there's a bit of a, I'm interested, no, I'm not. So it's praying for timing and then for a Holy Spirit conversation, really.
That's absolutely right, isn't it? There's a verse in the Bible that says, let your conversation be seasoned with salt. I don't know whether you've ever put an entire teaspoon of salt in your mouth. It's not much fun, and nobody wants that. Please don't be that kind of Christian. But seasoned with salt, that's good. Fantastic. Lots of good ideas there. Thank you. Shall we sing? Let's sing.